You know, we had the adult film actress on the Bernie and Sid show. We're talking to adult film actress Elena Evans. We had Brooklyn Chase. I don't know if you know who she is. Very popular film actress. She says she doesn't understand why Stormy would go out there and kiss and tell. Why? If you're going to do that, if you're going to sleep with a married man or whatever, and even take his money, why would you go out there and then blab about it? I mean, just, you know, you're two consenting adults, just keep it to yourself, especially if you got paid.
Well, I mean, there's many situations where we do keep things to ourselves. I myself have had plenty of relationships with men. I would never share those details. The difference is it involves a situation that she was thrown into. Stormy's not the one who came out in January and said, oh, this is what happened. Her story was leaked. Somebody told on her. I then got outed because I had talked about it. This was a funny story that we told people. It wasn't this horrible thing that had happened. The media and the rest of the world made it this awful thing because of the money involved.
Michael Avenatti made it the...
Well, you bring up Michael Avenatti, Alana, but Elena, I should say, but you you don't like him. In fact,
I'm not a fan.
Right, you're not a fan. So you did say
we
that...
We hate him.
We hate his guts, and you know, you saw my tweet to Avenatti over this weekend, which, by the way, is getting likes by the second, has been getting a ton of likes and retweets for the last 3 days. So you did say to me that... you don't like Michael, that you were ready, willing, and able to say something about Michael on this show that you had not told to Don Lemon or MSNBC or anybody else before. So what is the situation with you and Avenatti?
Well, basically, I had talked about filing a lawsuit against Cohen for defamation, for calling me a liar and denying my story, because as far as I'm concerned, regardless of what happened to Stormy, my night, those phone calls, that's my story.
Okay, so let me stop you for a second. So Donald Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, you were named in this story, you had a role,
yes.
And he specifically called you a liar, you.
He responded to the Independent UK, telling them that my statement specifically was fake news.
And what was that statement? What was that statement exactly that he's referring to?
About the phone calls that night, about seeing
Threesome.
Stormy, and then the next morning with the Tidy Whitey's statement that she had said to me over the phone.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so there was a lot of pressure on me, as you can imagine, everyone wanting me to file this lawsuit against Cohen. And I'll be honest with you, it goes back to that real name. If I'm filing this suit, everyone knows exactly who I am. My identity will be shared with the world, and my family will be put on blast. And at this moment, you know, we're sitting back, and I'm still waiting to see if that's what I want to do. As I was talking to different lawyers, my lawyer that I have retained, we met with another group. At that point, they suggested to my team to reach out to Avenatti prior to filing a lawsuit against Cohen to see if Stormy's team needed me as a witness for her case. It was more important to me to be able to be there for my friend as opposed to any financial gain, because for me this isn't about money. I'm not being paid for interviews. I'm not doing tours. I'm not doing any of those other things. And so when my lawyer called Avenatti, it was the first time that he had actually reached out back to any source that I had that had contacted him. And when he was discussing any involvement that I may have had, Avenatti was incredibly rude to my lawyer, said to him that he didn't understand why he personally would feel that I was important in this situation, even though I'm the only one who can actually corroborate the fact that this did happen in Tahoe because I was there. And then Avenatti, of all people, and I'm sorry, Stormy, I love you, but he basically told my lawyer that I was me, that I was doing all of this for attention.
That's funny.
I at that point, got the phone call back from my lawyer, who was just totally shocked. We laughed about it. I was disappointed because we've all watched him on the news having these ridiculous arguments with people where I have held myself with class and dignity through this entire thing. I have not embellished anything. I'm very careful with the words that I use. So for him, of all people, to accuse me of wanting attention in this situation was incredibly insulting.
That's like Michael Moore calling Louis Anderson a fat bastard. You know, it just makes hey, you know, Avenatti, he's just, let's face it, he's incompetent, he's a bottom-feeding, attention whore scumbag. That's all. That's what he is. He's garbage is what he is. So I hope you sue his ass off, and he owes a lot of money as it is, so don't count on, don't spend the money before you get it. Just trust me on that. But let me ask you this. Elena Evans, adult film actress, and now a cam girl, as a matter of fact. But we'll talk about that in a second. But you do your business. And this is what I like about you and Brooklyn Chase. You guys, you know, you're all about the 21st century and equality. You do your business with anybody. Black men, white men, women, whatever.